Let's pray. God, you have given your Son to the world. I earnestly pray that each of us here would see your Son with the eyes of our hearts and treasure him as we come to partake in the Lord's Supper. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to John 3:16. That's John chapter 3. Verse 16. I'll read. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. As we come to the part in our worship where we take communion, I just want to point out a couple of things from John 3:16 to help us remember and proclaim Christ as we take the bread and the juice. The first thing I'll point out is that this verse is primarily about God. God is the one who loved, and God is the one who gave his only begotten Son. John 3:16 is primarily about God and what he did. Secondly, there's a promise here. Two promises, really, but they are as inseparable as the two sides of the same coin. The promises are that whoever believes in God's Son shall not perish, and that whoever believes in God's Son shall have eternal life. Being from God, these promises are actually more certain to occur than the sun's rising tomorrow morning. These promises were purchased on Christ's cross as Christ took the punishment for his people that they rightly deserved, that we rightly deserved. We're going to take communion now, but I need to point out who communion is for. Look down in John 3:16. Do you see the part where it says, whoever believes in him? That's who communion is for. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, then I would beg you to please think upon this God who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. If you won't believe in this Son, that is, if you won't turn your whole life over to him, if you won't accept the forgiveness that he's offering at the cross, then please pass the bread and the juice by. Additionally, if you are living in known, unrepentant sin, that is, if you are living in a known sin and you're just sitting in it, then please repent. If you know that you are engaging in a wrong practice, but you refuse to confess it to God as sin and turn away from it, then I would beg you this morning, confess it to God as sin and turn away from it. There is no better time than right now to confess your sins to God and seek God's grace to live as a slave of the Son of God rather than as a slave to your sin. If you won't do that, then please pass the bread and the juice by. If you do believe in God's Son and you are living repentantly, then please join us in taking the Lord's Supper on your own as your heart is prepared. Meditate on God, who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And the men will come and serve you.